Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Rachel Marshall, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Some Cochrane reviews include randomised trials and observational studies to provide their research base for their conclusions. This is the case with a new May 2011 review of selenium and cancer. Marie Brinkman from Catholic Universiteit Leuven in Belgium describes the research and the review.
Selenium is an essential nutrient, and although many studies have reported its potential to reduce the risk of cancer, there have also been concerns that high doses may be harmful. As the role of selenium in cancer risk is currently controversial, and its effects on different body sites and between men and women are unclear, we investigated all the available literature for evidence of a possible link between selenium exposure and cancer risk in men and women, and the effects of selenium supplementation for cancer prevention in men and women. From a comprehensive search of several scientific databases, we included 55 studies containing more than 1 million participants in our systematic review. 49 of these studies were prospective observational studies. Where there were five or more studies relating to cancer at the same body site, we combined and analysed the data. This allowed us to estimate the effect of different levels of selenium on the risk of prostate, urinary bladder, lung, stomach, colon or colorectal, and female breast cancers. The six randomized trials investigated the effect of selenium supplementation on cancer prevention. We assessed the quality of these studies and summarized their overall results. We found some evidence from the observational studies that having higher levels of selenium was associated with reduced cancer mortality and incidence. This was more pronounced for men and some types of cancer, such as bladder and prostate cancers. Our results, however, should be interpreted with care, as they were complicated by concerns about the quality and diversity of the data and the potential influence from other factors such as healthier nutrition or lifestyle, more favourable jobs or overall living conditions. There was no evidence from the randomised trials that selenium supplementation helped to prevent the risk of non-melanoma skin cancer or prostate cancer. Results on the effect of selenium supplementation to prevent the risk of liver cancer were inconsistent. Furthermore, reports from the Nutritional Prevention of Cancer trial and the recent SELECT trial, which investigated the effect of selenium supplementation on the risk of prostate cancer, raise concerns that supplementation in some circumstances may be harmful. From our Cochrane review, we found no reliable evidence that low selenium levels were associated with an increased risk of cancer. There is also no evidence at the moment that selenium supplementation prevents cancer in men or women, particularly in those who are adequately nourished. After surveying the existing research base, we suggest that future observational studies and randomised trials focus on the effects of selenium and cancer risk and prevention and examine these for different types of cancer, males and females, and levels of selenium intake.
The current version of the review and updates to take account of any such future studies can be found at www.thecochranelibrary.com.